Anne was preferred in a soft, sweet voice that struck me very pleasantly. I turned hastily around and found at my elbow a pretty little girl who begged to be directed to a certain street at a considerable distance, and indeed in quite another quarter of the town. "It is a very long way from here," said I, "my child."
"I know that, sir," she replied timidly. "I'm afraid it is a very long way, for I came from there tonight."
"Alone?" said I in some surprise.
"Oh yes, I don't mind that, but I am frightened now, for I had lost my road."
"And what made you ask it of me? Suppose I should tell you wrong?"
"I'm sure you will not do that," said the little creature. "You are such a very old gentleman, and walk so slow yourself."
I cannot describe how much I was impressed by this appeal, and the energy with which it was made, which brought a tear into the child's clear eye, and made her slight figure tremble as she looked up into my face. "Come," said I, "I'll take you there." She put her hand in mine as confidingly as if she had known me from her cradle, and we trudged away together. The little creature accommodating her pace to mine, and rather seeming to lead and take care of me than I to be protecting her. I observed that every now and then she stole a curious look at my face, as if to make quite sure that I was not deceiving her, and that these glances, very sharp and keen they were too, seemed to increase her confidence at every repetition. For my